It's Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3. Back like we never left. It's like we've been here for, I don't know, we've been gone for 15 minutes.
Seems like you've been here about an hour and 12 minutes.
Yeah, that's about right. Austin Price and Chris Bryan here in the studio with you. And Chris, we're joined by Scotland Williams.
You know, she's one of the hardest darn working ladies in this business. Not only is she the Escambia County meteorologist, she's with emergency management manager over there. We last spoke with her in Madison County, I believe it was, and helping the folks down there. Now, let's just kind of move her down to the Bay Center in downtown Pensacola, where we will find evacuees fleeing from Hurricane Milton's path. Hey, Scotland, how you doing?
Hey, good to be back.
Well, when did you get back?
So I actually got back on Thursday of last week.
Okay.
So I had the weekend off and then hard back at work on Monday. Today's only Tuesday. I can't believe it.
You know, I got to tell you, I'm watching all these B-roll monitors from Fox that they have feeding to us. We're going to probably see a lot of out-of-town guests starting this afternoon. As you know, dozens of Florida counties are under that mandatory evacuation order ahead of the hurricane. Many of those Central Florida evacuees are headed to hotels and places around our campgrounds, Airbnbs, and even the Pensacola Bay Center this afternoon.
Absolutely. So we are actually offering up the Pensacola Bay Center as a facility for Hurricane Milton evacuees. So in the emergency management world of things, we call this a host shelter. Mm-hmm. So we're hosting them here in Escambia County because, as you mentioned, there are lots of counties down south and west central Florida that have issued mandatory evacuations. And if you've been watching any news cycle, you've seen just how jammed packed the interstate has been with folks traveling north.
Yeah, the 75 and 95 freeways, along with the tow road coming up out of Miami into the Orlando area, just absolutely a parking lot this afternoon. People trying to get away from this storm. I see. How much does the Tallahassee Red Cross have with your presentations going on right now at the Bay Center?
Yeah, so I'm actually heading there now, so I will see exactly how much they have set up. They made it in, Red Cross representatives from Tallahassee made it in about 3:30, 4 o'clock, so we wanted to give them a little time to get set up, and the shelter is set to open and to start accepting in clients at 6 p.m. So it's about 45 minutes from now they will start accepting clients, but Red Cross representatives are there, so I'm sure it's folks started showing up, they would accept them in, but they are still in the process of getting things ready to go.
Interesting situation this afternoon. Of course, here at News Radio 92.3, we've been reporting all day long that the shelter was going to be opening up at 6. And then we get this report coming out from WEAR saying it opens up at 4, and the text lines have gone nuts, and here we are. And that's why we have you on to straighten all this mess out.
Absolutely. So we saw that same article, and so we called the Red Cross representatives, and they're like, you know, we just arrived on scene,
right. So
we are not ready to step yet. So it still is 6 o'clock because we were wondering, did things change? Because it is a state-managed shelter. Red Cross is managing it, but the state is overseeing it all. I'm just kind of the liaison here locally for the in-between type of thing.
And we're speaking to Scotland Williams from Escambia County. They're chief meteorologist over there and also emergency management manager. And let me just kind of throw this out at you this afternoon. How long will these people be able to stay in the Bay Center?
So that is an outstanding question. Of course, we don't know how many people we are going to see come in at the shelter. So that is right now to be determined. But because we are not getting any impact and we are hosts, we will host them for as long as we need to, but it is to be determined just because we'll see how many people come in. But as you said and how everyone has seen, I mean, the interstates and the roadways are jammed packed, so people are evacuating. We just don't know the numbers yet. But the Bay Center has a capacity for our shelter operations at about 2,000. So we'll just see how many we get here and see where we can go from there, especially with the storm, the hurricane coming in at such – I mean, with such great intensity, it is back at Cat 5 status. However, it is supposed to weaken before landfall, but still, I mean, the impacts are going to be life-threatening. And really, even if it weakens, it's just going to be devastated down there.
Yeah, so. Scotland, I wanted to pick your brain real quick because I know you're kind of your main thing here is like with meteorology and forecasting weather, and I'm a big fan of yours and follow you. What is your take on the storm? Now, earlier today, we saw the storm 165 backed off and went down to like 145, and then now it's popped back up to a 5, 165. They're saying it's going to probably make landfall at 125. That's a bad storm, isn't it?
Yes. So, yes, we saw the fluctuation in intensity. We expected that from the beginning because the Gulf, we know those waters are extremely warm and it has all the fuel it needs to intensify. We saw that rapid intensification yesterday. Now, it did back off a little bit because it underwent what we call an eyewall replacement cycle. But once that cycle was over, it can start strengthening again, and that's what we're seeing now, back up to Category 5 strength. Now, with the current track, there is some shear and some dry air entrainment. Those are meteorological terms, but that is something that could weaken the storm. So that's what we're expecting, and that's why we expect it to drop off to a Category 3 hurricane right before landfall with winds of 125 miles an hour. But still, that is a major hurricane.
Absolutely.
So still, as I mentioned, life-threatening impact. So we don't really want to emphasize, oh, it's going to weaken. It's going to weaken because the impacts are going to be just the same.
I will tell you this. One thing that a lot of the folks that we just had a Tampa Bay station, a WOFL from Orlando on this last hour. One thing that they're kind of breathing a little bit easier. They said if the storm went in right to the south of Tampa, that would be better for storm surge possibilities. It'd be less in terms of storm surge. But that's the main culprit going on down there, isn't it?
Absolutely. So, and with it already being a Category 5 once again right now, as the storm inches closer, if it's still Category 5 or Category 4, you'd have to think, with those strong winds, surge is already being pushed in.
Yeah, you know,
so that's what we're watching for. Oh, go ahead.
No, I was just going to say, because it's a perfect example. We had the staff on from Tampa International on Monday's show, and they were talking about how low the elevation is. Their runways are essentially right there on Tampa Bay. That's why they shut down at 9 o'clock this morning.
Absolutely, and I applaud them for doing that because, you know, people and places try to stay open as long as they possibly can, but we need to get people out of the area because this, again, I keep saying it, but it's going to be devastated down there. And this, the National Hurricane Center kind of forged that this is going to be one of the strongest systems, possibly historically, that West Central Florida has ever seen.
All right, Scotland Williams, you are a wonderful lady for taking the time to be with us today. Thank you so much for your time, and we'll be talking to you soon, okay?
Absolutely.
All right, Scotland Williams, the Scambia County. Yeah, you got any time. Scambia County meteorologist and emergency management manager. That is a hard-working lady, Austin Price.
Yes, absolutely.
And you know, because we have tracked her across the state of Florida in terrible areas, yeah. And she still is nice enough to come on with us, yeah, and we appreciate that.
She's been on the show a few times, but especially these past couple weeks, yeah, it's gotten pretty hectic. So I do appreciate her taking the time when she does. 520 here, we'll take a quick break. When we return, we'll get a quick check at the roads and weather for you. A lot going on the roads. We even got a caller or two dropping in, letting us know something going on over in Gulf Breeze. We got details on that and more coming up.
Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
Here's today's Strength for Life with your host, Pastor James C. Johnson.
Do you ever find yourself overwhelmed by anxiety? Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as he thinketh in his heart, so is he." Did you ever notice the three levels in that verse? Thoughts, emotions, and behavior? The verse is saying that our thinking will impact our emotions or heart, and then our behavior when it says, "So is he." Our anxiety problems start with what we think about, and then impact our emotions, and then ultimately determine our behavior. I encourage you to discipline your mind to stop thinking about things that are untrue, unjust, and impure, and start thinking about things that are true and just and pure. You'll find that much of your anxiety will be gone and your emotions will be healthy, and then your behavior will be Christ-like.
That was James C. Johnson. He serves as the pastor of North Stone Baptist Church in Pensacola, Florida. For more Strength for Life, please visit our website, strengthforlife.church.
Hobbies can be fun and expensive. How about a hobby that's fun and could make you money? Find out how this Thursday morning at 10 with Emerald Coast Coins. Hear about precious metals and metal detectors as a great hobby. For nearly 20 years, Emerald Coast Coins has been one of the top-rated businesses in Northwest Florida to buy and sell gold, silver, and the best metal detectors to find treasure. Get more information about this Thursday morning on the Pensacola Expert Panel.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
Tune in to Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, Sundays at 1 with Paul Roberts. Find out how their certified advisors can help you enjoy your retirement income. Financial security is about more than investments. Roberts Wealth can help you live your values and trust your future planning every step of the way. Don't miss Retire Right Radio, hosted by Roberts Wealth Management, this Sunday at 1 p.m.
Investment advisory services offered by Foundations Investment Advisor Services, LLC, SEC. Registered advisors.
It's hurricane season, and when a storm threatens our region, News Radio Pensacola has complete around-the-clock coverage you can count on. Our award-winning news team will be tracking the storm's every move, providing regular updates on the storm's path, intensity, and potential impacts. You can listen on air at 92.3, 95.3, and AM 1620.
This hurricane information is brought to you by DeFranco Gas. Get your home or business storm ready. Install or maintain your generator with DeFranco Gas. DeFranco Gas does all things gas.
Moments like making my kids my famous meatballs mean a lot to me. But after being diagnosed with metastatic breast cancer, or MBC, which is breast cancer that has spread to other parts of the body, they mean even more. I take Ibrance, palbociclib.
Ibrance 125 milligram tablets with an aromatase inhibitor is for adults with HR-positive, HER2-negative MBC as the first hormonal-based therapy. Ask your doctor about Ibrance and visit Ibrance.com. Ibrance may cause low white blood cell counts that may lead to serious infections. Ibrance may cause severe inflammation of the lungs. Both of these can lead to death. Tell your doctor right away if you have new or worsening symptoms, including trouble breathing, shortness of breath, cough, or chest pain. Before taking Ibrance, tell your doctor if you have fever, chills, or other signs of infection, liver or kidney problems, are or plan to become pregnant, or are breastfeeding. Common side effects include low red blood cell and low platelet counts, infections, tiredness, nausea, sore mouth, abnormalities in liver blood tests, diarrhea, hair thinning or loss, vomiting, rash, and loss of appetite.
In a world of payroll and HR services, things can get complicated. There are so many moving parts in business. At Avalon HR, we understand, and we have your back. Join us on the Pensacola Expert Panel as we guide you through the complicated world of payroll and HR services. Running a business is busy work. Allow Avalon HR to work with you. Join us tomorrow on the Pensacola Expert Panel at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 gets you live programming every day from 5 a.m. until 7 p.m. on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3. Diving right in here, as it's 525 already, going to get you another quick check of the roads and weather. This traffic and weather update is brought to you by Executive Landscaping. You can call them today for all of your commercial and premium landscaping needs. Alrighty, so we've gotten a couple texts and calls regarding Gulf Breeze, particularly Gulf Breeze proper near Fairpoint Drive. This is going to be if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98 heading towards Three Mile Bridge.
In front of the Chick-fil-A.
Yes, landmark there in front of the Chick-fil-A. We do have some heavy congestion over there because there was a truck that caught fire. Did have a texter saying that they had perhaps just put it out or whatever, but nonetheless, there are some backups over there that are going to hold you up. Beyond that, it's also Highway 98 if you're traveling eastbound towards Tiger Point, Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, and I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's going to back you up towards Scenic Highway. Also on Highway 90, actually, let me go back to that real quick. If you're traveling eastbound towards Chemukla, we've got some very heavy backups over there. No confirmation of an accident or anything, though. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 70 tonight, mostly clear skies. On your Wednesday, it's going to be a high of 86. 77 and a low of 65. Sunny and clear once again.
And we'd like to thank Scotland Williams from Escambia County. She was just joining us a few moments ago. She's at the Bay Center in downtown. Of course, evacuees will be allowed in that facility 6 p.m. See, she made me feel good because I thought that we had gotten it wrong, but it was an article that we got that was wrong. We were right originally. 6 p.m., doors open. Don't go anytime. They're trying to get set up down there. This is the thing, because this article hit, and it said doors opened at 4, which was not the case. Everybody went down there, and they're just trying to get everything organized, and people are kind of coming in the door. So we'll tell you, 6 o'clock, doors open, Bay Center. If you're an evacuee and you need a place to stay, there you go, down at the Pensacola Bay Center. So take advantage of that.
Absolutely.
All right, 527, top Republicans are demanding answers on the Biden administration's response to Hurricane Helene. Fox's Ryan Schmeltz has more from Washington, D.C.
House Oversight Committee Chairman James Comer says he wants to have an oversight hearing involving FEMA Director Deanne Criswell.
You know, at the end of the day, I think we need to have a complete review of FEMA, just like we did with the Secret Service.
Republicans have been critical of the Biden administration's response to Hurricane Helene, with some accusing the government of being unprepared. This week, White House Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre warned of disinformation, saying aerospace over North Carolina is not closed and FEMA has not diverted funding to illegal immigrants. In Washington, Ryan Schmelz, Fox News.
Okay, 17 minutes from now, we're going to be checking out Fox 13 down in Tampa. They got a mess with Helene's debris all the way from south, the Bay Area, Tampa Bay, Clearwater, Sarasota, Fort Myers.
Right.
Just a mess. And they got to get it up off the street before the storm moves in here. So Governor DeSantis did a presser today. We covered that about 3 o'clock or so. And he was in Ocala, actually, when he did this presser. And he was talking about the importance. He has state workers 24 hours a day getting this stuff cleaned up. Did you know, and I didn't know this, but I learned this from his presser. Did you know that landfills are required to be open 24 hours a day, 7 days a week?
No, I didn't.
I didn't either. It's open down there. Well,
good.
That's why he's telling people, go dump.
Yeah, get rid of it while you can.
Anyway, Fox 13 Tampa, be around in about 17 minutes or so. We'll talk about that and get you all up to speed, and we'll even tell you what airports are open, what airports are closed, what you can expect at PNS in terms of their flight schedule, what's working, what's not working. I know there's an Orlando flight coming in later today. It's making it in because the Orlando airport is not shutting down till 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. We'll go over all the airports in just a few minutes for you.
All righty. And also a major Florida blood bank sending out an urgent call for donations ahead of Milton. One Blood says it's in need of all blood types, but especially O negative and O positive. There's also an increased demand for platelet donations. The nonprofit currently making sure that the roughly 250 hospitals it serves have the supplies they need before the storm hits. While the organization's facilities in Tampa Bay have closed, people interested in donating can find their nearest operational blood center at oneblood.org.
All right. NHC forecasters confirming Cat 5 hurricane now back, you know, it was kind of lower to the 4 range earlier today. Pop back up 165. That's your winds moving east-northeast at 12 across those warm waters of the Gulf. They're still expecting that storm surge, Tampa Bay, around 15 feet.
Ugh,
it's going to get nasty before it gets better. I want to tell you that. But yeah. I can tell you this, and this is honest to goodness. Just keep it on News Radio 92.3. We will have hurricane coverage for you, the exact stuff, in a timely manner. You'll understand what we're talking about. I promise.
Fox News, I'm John Saucier. Hurricane Milton has been upgraded to a Category 5 storm now. It's making its way towards the Gulf Coast of Florida. National Hurricane Director Michael Brennan says record storm surge and flooding rain are expected.
If you're in a storm surge evacuation zone, you should try to get out as soon as you can. Conditions are going to deteriorate on Wednesday. You could be cut off from evacuating. And you don't have to drive hundreds of miles to get to a safe location, just tens of miles out of those evacuation zones.
And much of the same message coming from Florida's Governor Ron DeSantis.
You're going to get out now. You have time today. Time will be running out very shortly if you wait any longer.
The governor's already declared a state of emergency of 51 of the state's 67 counties. President Biden approving the state's landfall emergency declaration request that authorizes DHS and FEMA to coordinate their relief efforts. America's listening to Fox News.
I'm Chad Robison with Your Money Now. A bipartisan group of more than a dozen state attorneys general are filing lawsuits today against TikTok. One complaint accuses the social media company of deceiving users by claiming that its app is safe for children, and the other alleges operating an unlicensed money transaction business. On Wall Street today, stocks were higher. The Dow gained 126 points. The S&P 500 grew 55, and the NASDAQ went up 259 points. Uber saying today the company is updating its platform with new sustainability-minded features, including an EV preference that will let customers opt for fully electric vehicles by default whenever they hail a ride. Now Uber can offer battery electric vehicles as the sole green option in more than 40 cities globally. U.S. crude oil futures for November falling more than 4% today to just under $74 a barrel. That's Your Money Now.
Mom, meet Sarah.
From First Time Nana Moments.
Now welcome to Flight 101.
To annual girls trip moments. Your can't-miss moments are worth protecting against RSV. If you're 75 or older or 60-plus with a chronic condition like asthma, COPD, heart disease, or diabetes, you're at higher risk of being hospitalized from RSV, and there are no prescription RSV treatments. Check eligibility and schedule your RSV vaccine at vaxassist.com.
So where should we go next?
Sponsored by Pfizer.
Have you heard? You can listen to your favorite news podcasts ad-free. Good news. With Amazon Music, you have access to the largest catalog of ad-free top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Enjoy shows like The Daily, Up First, and Consider This, available ad-free on Amazon Music. To start listening, download the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/ad-free. That's amazon.com/ad-free to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
This is Zach Gelb with Sports Minute, sponsored by BetMGM, the sportsbook born in Vegas. Please gamble responsibly. Injuries, drama, coaches getting fired, and a star player running the entire organization. Are we talking about Kevin Durant's time with the Nets or Aaron Rodgers' year-and-a-half mess with the Jets? Sure, KD won a playoff series, but he was a failure as a Net, and Aaron may never make the playoffs with the Jets, let alone win a playoff game. What I'm seeing right now with Rodgers gives me flashbacks to KD's time in Brooklyn. I'm Zach Gelb.
Football fans, picture this. You bet on your favorite player to score the first touchdown, and he throws a block, and his teammate scores instead. With BetMGM's second chance promotion, you'll get your stake back if your first touchdown scorer scores second. Bet on any pro football player to score the first touchdown of the game. If you're right, you win. If your player scores second, you get your stake back in cash. BetMGM and GameSense remind you to gamble responsibly. See BetMGM.com for terms. 21 years of age and older. This U.S. promotional offer not available in Mississippi, Nevada, Ontario, or Puerto Rico. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Available in the U.S. For New York, call 877-8-HOPE-NY or text HOPE-NY-467-369. For Arizona, call 1-800-NEXT-STEP. For Massachusetts, 1-800-327-5050. For Iowa, 1-800-BETS-OFF. For Puerto Rico, 1-800-981-0023. Subject to eligibility requirements in partnership with Kansas Crossing Casino and Hotel.
Locally owned and operated, Pensacola Poolscapes offers a lot more than pool liner replacement and pool supplies. Imagine unwinding after a long day in your own luxurious spa where relaxation meets elegance. At Pensacola Poolscapes, they have a stunning selection of high-quality bullfrog spas and swim spas, perfect for soothing those aches, getting fit, and relaxing. And right now, they're offering end-of-summer rebate just in time to enjoy the upcoming fall weather. Visit them online at PensacolaPoolscapes.com or on Gulf Breeze Parkway across from Tiger Point.
Are you ready to experience healthcare that truly cares? At VIP Care, they're not just your primary care provider, they're your healthcare partner. Specializing in primary care for adults 65 and older, VIP Care's compassionate doctors focus on prevention, creating personalized care plans to keep you healthy and active. With 4 convenient clinics in Pensacola, same-day appointments, and a dedicated on-call provider available 24/7, VIP Care makes healthcare easy and accessible. Visit getvipcare.com to find a clinic near you.
Here are the News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 contest rules. You can win one prize per household per contest in any 30-day period, unless specified by individual contest rules. All prizes on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 are non-transferable, non-redeemable for cash, or exchangeable for any other prize. News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 prizes must be redeemed within a 30-day period of winning. For a complete list of rules, visit newsradio923.com.
When hurricanes are brewing and heading to the Gulf, tune in to News Radio Pensacola for complete storm coverage you can count on. We have direct reports from the Emergency Management Center and from the National Hurricane Center to give you the latest on the storm's path, strength, and impacts. Stay informed and stay safe with comprehensive hurricane coverage heard on News Radio Pensacola. Now on 92.3, 95.3, AM 1620, and on our News Radio Pensacola mobile app.
To Pensacola right now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Bring the beat in.
Pensacola right now on News Radio 92.3, just past 5:35 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. We've had multiple hiccups, dare I say, on the roads, including Highway 90 traveling westbound towards Blackwater River. That's pushing you back to the Milton Airport. Also, we have another wave of congestion if you're continuing westbound on Highway 90 towards Chemukla Highway. Then it's going to be I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That is pushing you back near Scenic. It is very heavily backed up there. There's also backups on Scenic Highway itself if you're traveling towards Olive Road. Then it's going to be Gulf Breeze Parkway, Highway 98. If you're traveling westbound towards 3 Mile Bridge, there was a truck on fire in front of the Chick-fil-A near Fairpoint Drive, still causing heavy congestion in that area. And then if you're traveling eastbound on Gulf Breeze Parkway towards Tiger Point, as we typically do this hour, we have backups in that area as well. As for the weather, it is 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 70 tonight, mostly clear skies. Tomorrow, going to be another sunny, clear day, high of 87, low of 65.
Okay, let's talk some football. You ready?
No, I'm always ready for that, man.
We mentioned that we were going to touch on the SEC activity coming up this Saturday, and I want to get your take on this.
All righty.
Okay, South Carolina at Alabama.
Alabama got frighteningly upset this last weekend. Lightning's not going to strike twice. I'm taking the Tide to win big here.
Yeah, they're playing that in Tuscaloosa, by the way.
Exactly.
Okay, Missouri versus Mass Amherst. You know anything about that team?
I know they go by UMass, and I know that they are consistently one of the worst teams in the FBS. So I have to. They may be more competitive at their own standard this year, but that's not saying anything when you're playing an SEC school. Give me Missouri.
All right, Oklahoma, Texas, big Texas OU night in Dallas.
Yes, the Red River rivalry. I'm taking Texas to win big. Like, I'm talking like three scores, not some blowout, but three scores.
I lost track over the past couple of weeks. Is Arch Manning still quarterback, or did their original quarterback, Ewing, is it Ewing?
Quinn Ewers.
Yeah, Ewers. Is he back?
You know, I'm not sure. I think he's back. They're on a bye this week, though, or they were on last week, so... Right. We haven't really seen him in action. Maybe Arch was the last guy out there for him, but that was a couple weeks ago. Now we'll see who's starting against the Sooners. I'm sure they've revealed it. I just haven't known.
So you didn't do your homework, in other words. That's
what
you're saying.
That is absolutely right.
All right. Mississippi State, Georgia.
Georgia.
Really? No, I was about to say, excuse me?
Just kidding.
Florida, Tennessee, that's going to be a good game.
I think it could, but, man, in Neyland Stadium, I think we're kind of buying too much into the Florida hype. You know, it was a few years back. Yep. Florida State was really struggling, and they beat, like, they beat somebody, but then they beat North Carolina and UMass, and they thought, oh, we're back, and then Clemson decimated them. I think this could be a similar situation. Florida beat up on Mississippi State and Central Florida, who are both visibly flawed programs. Now they're going to a top-8 Neyland. I think Tennessee's going to be out for blood here after last week. They're going to beat up on the Gators.
But we appreciated seeing Billy Napier smile this past week.
Yeah, because the poor son of a gun has not had much to smile about.
Okay.
Right.
Ole Miss and LSU. What colors do I have on today?
You are wearing a lot of purple and gold.
Yes, I am.
But I'm still taking Ole Miss.
Okay. Vandy, Kentucky. It's going to be a good game. I'm with you on that.
Yeah. When it comes to Vandy, Kentucky, that's a sneaky good game. I'm going to tell you right now, people are trying to hype up Vandy. I looked at their schedule today. They're winning 6 games at most. I have them losing this one this weekend at Kentucky.
So you did your homework for Vandy, but you didn't do it for the other school there we talked about.
Yes, that is correct.
All right. Let's talk about some ACC activity. It's got a pretty good schedule going here. Georgia Tech and North Carolina. They're playing it in North Carolina.
I'll take the home team there. Give me UNC. I think they win. They've struggled for a few weeks now. They lost to Pitt by 10 points. They blew a 20-0 lead to Duke. They gave up 70 points to James Madison, but I think they beat Georgia Tech.
Since you don't have any Wake Forest apparel on today, I'm going to bring this game up. Clemson, Wake Forest. Oh, I'm sorry. He just put the hat on.
Yeah.
Never
I also
mind.
Got a Wake Forest Tervis over here I've been sipping from.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, I'm always on it.
Oh, yeah.
Wake Forest and Clemson. Here's some homework for you, Chris. Wake Forest has not beaten Clemson since 2008. Wake Forest beat Clemson, and then Tommy Bowden resigned, and a fellow named Dabo Sweeney took over at Clemson. We're the reason that Dabo took over when he did, and we've never been able to beat the guy.
Might be the week.
It could be.
Might be the week.
It could be. I'm not holding out a ton of hope, but it could be. You never know.
I'm telling you, since meeting you, I never considered Wake Forest. Never watched them, never followed. But I follow them now weekly just to see when I come in on Monday so I can at least talk to you about, you in a good mood or are you in a bad mood today?
Oh, man, I was in such a great mood yesterday.
All right, Louisville, Virginia.
You know, that's interesting. That's at Virginia. Virginia's got one loss. Their only loss is to a non-conference opponent. So I will take Virginia there.
All right. Stanford, Notre Dame.
Notre Dame. Notre Dame's just been in a better position than Stanford for the past few years.
All righty. California at Pitt. California's playing on the other side of the country this weekend.
A lot of people aren't really keeping track of Pitt. They're unbeaten. They're coming off a 10-point road win.
They won this last Saturday.
Yes, and they are hosting Cal. Cal just had a heartbreaking choke job loss to Miami. Give me the Panthers.
You think California's mad?
They should be.
I think so, too. Syracuse and NC State.
I got to take Syracuse. I think they're having a decent start to their season so far, and NC State, you just lost at home to Wake, man. You can't be that good of a team.
And, of course, FSU. A bye week.
Yes. Much needed.
Much needed bye week.
Please make the most of it.
Oh, my gosh. Let me just run down the top 25 for you. This is the way it's going to lead into Saturday's games. Texas in first place. Second, Ohio State. Third, Oregon. Fourth, Penn State. Fifth, Georgia. Number six, Miami. Number seven, Alabama. Number eight, Tennessee. Number nine, Ole Miss. Number 10, Clemson. Number 11, Iowa State, number 12, Notre Dame, number 13, LSU, number 14, BYU, 15, Texas A&M, 16, Utah, 17, Boise State, number 18, Kansas State, 18, Indiana, actually a three-way tie for 18th position. It's Indiana, yeah. Oklahoma, Missouri, 22nd, Pitt, 23rd, Illinois, 24th, Michigan, 25th, SMU.
I'm going to tell you right now, I love more than anyone to see so much parity in those polls. However, I think the AP lost a lot of meaning this week when you look at the teams. First of all, once you get out of the top 10, you look at those guys and you're like, none of those guys are winning the title. Right. Then you look at some of the lower end top 10 teams. It's like, okay, they could win, but they've already been exposed, such as like an Alabama or Georgia, who Alabama beat, you know, so on and so forth. But then you've got guys up top like Ohio State who they haven't played anybody. It's no fault of their own, but they just haven't played anyone. Same with Texas. They beat Michigan, but Michigan just got exposed a couple times.
So tell me, do you ever follow the WWE wrestling, that type of thing?
I loved it as a kid, right. Like playing with action figures
sure.
But no, I never watched it.
Well, here's a story that is kind of around the WWE. Their former leader, Vince McMahon, facing new charges in a lawsuit this afternoon. Fox's Michelle Polino has more on the report.
A former World Wrestling Entertainment employee has filed a lawsuit against the company and its former controversial head, Vince McMahon, accusing him of sexual battery and trafficking. The employee is asking the company to not enforce non-disclosure agreements of former and current employees and contractors so they can potentially come forward with similar accusations. The employee, Janelle Grant, worked in talent and legal from 2019 to 2022. She sued in January, making graphic allegations of sexual assault, harassment, trafficking, and other physical and emotional abuse. McMahon and the heads of WWE have denied Grant's allegations. Michelle Polino, Fox News.
All righty, just past 5:45 here. We'll get another quick check of the roads and weather for you. Once again, several spots to note here. We had that truck on fire on the Chick-fil-A on Gulf Breeze Parkway, near that Chick-fil-A, I should say, near Fairpoint Drive. That is causing some very heavy congestion, pushing you back almost to Oriole Beach if you're traveling westbound on Highway 98. Then it's going to be traveling eastbound on Highway 98 towards Tiger Point. Always have issues there. Then I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street, pushing you back just past 9th Avenue, it looks like. So be on the lookout for that. That's been very heavy congestion all afternoon. Then it's Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River, pushing you back to the Milton Airport. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees with a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow, the exact same thing. High of 87, low of 65, and sunny, clear skies.
Okay, 546. I bet you those people in line all backed all the way down 98 are maybe mumbling some four-letter words this afternoon.
Perhaps.
Not happy campers at all. Speaking of not having many happy campers, Fox 13 out of Tampa joins us now. Sarasota, just south of the Tampa Bay area, preparing for Hurricane Milton, even though a lot of debris from Helene is absolutely everywhere.
Anxiety is pretty high up and down our coastline, especially in Sarasota and Manatee counties, where Helene really brought record storm surge just over a week ago. Hard to believe so many folks still cleaning up. And Fox 13's Kimberly Cuisan is live for us in Holmes Beach. And I know, Kim, I can see you've got a ton of debris still behind you. Do you notice that there are still a lot of people out there, or does it feel like maybe a lot of them have already evacuated?
Allie, there's a handful of people still out here, but they're planning, most of them that we've talked to are planning to get off by tomorrow. Unfortunately, there are some locals out here that say that they are still going to stay, but they may change their minds, and I'm hoping they do so. Really out here, Allie, you can just sense really a sense of mixed emotions. You see the debris right out here. This was the recovery process just beginning here on Holmes Beach, and now there's another massive storm with its path set on us. From driving around to talking to residents, some feel sick, others feel hopeless, and many are just working to secure what they can.
Helene left a path of damage on Anna Maria Island. Now Milton could do even worse.
This is devastating. It's a punch in the gut for everybody out here that has been working so hard to rehab their houses and to get them ready so that they can do reconstruction.
Just about every home and business along Bradenton Beach, Holmes Beach, and Anna Maria seeing damage. With nearly double the storm surge expected, the Holmes Beach Police Department will be leaving the island Tuesday night. Water, electricity, and sewer services will be shut off as well. Chief William Tokacher has this message for residents.
If they choose that, then they get what they got coming to them. It's going to be a bad storm. It looks like it's hitting us directly. This is not the place you want to be. Don't stay here. Don't call us. We're not going to be able to help you.
In Sarasota, Roberts Arena welcomed linemen once more, preparing to be sent to restore electricity once Milton passes. In neighborhoods near the Pinecraft community, Eric Schlayback and his sons secured what they could.
Just preparing, putting loose stuff away, and hopefully the winds don't take it away.
2 months ago, this area flooded with Tropical Storm Debbie.
It's a resilient neighborhood. There's good people everywhere. The community really came together, and we felt it. A lot of the neighbors felt it. So whatever happens will happen, but we can still come together and, you know, try and rebuild or just move forward, hopefully, without minimal damage.
While this year's hurricane season has brought a lot of emotions from those in Sarasota and Manatee counties, those who live here are strong.
Worry brings out the worst in people. Worrying is, you know, it's part of life, but it generally doesn't go well. So, you know, I just hope everybody has a safe place.
Now, as you see these piles out here, Omar and I have seen several trucks running to try to get this debris off the streets, but there's just so much of it. Talking with the Holmes Beach police chief, he said that the debris trucks that are picking them up will continue running until it's no longer safe to do so. And as you and Mark had mentioned earlier, the evacuation zones have expanded into A, B, and C for Manatee County. Manatee County is running MCAPs is right now picking up island residents who may have lost their cars to the flooding just over a week ago. Two locations that you can get picked up. There's one on Bridge Street on Bradenton Beach and then at the CVS on Holmes Beach. Really, this storm is not one to take lightly, and anybody that is staying out here really needs to think hard about leaving now or by tomorrow. Allie, back to you.
Yeah, unfortunately, Kim, we can't force people to leave, but maybe they'll change their mind, because we know the National Hurricane Center is saying this could be one of the worst our coast have ever seen.
So let's hope they change their minds so we're not reporting on more deaths. Absolutely. Ken, thanks.
All right. That's our good friends at Fox 13 in Tampa. Thanks. They would like to thank them for that audio. Coming up next hour, we're going to check in with Baywatch 9, another station servicing the Tampa, Clearwater, and Sarasota area. They have an update for us. We will get that at 6:20 this evening. And don't forget, you're going to probably see a lot of out-of-town guests starting this afternoon, as more than a dozen Florida counties are under that mandatory evacuation order ahead of the hurricane. Bay Center will be opening up in about 10 minutes from right now. It's for the evacuees fleeing the hurricane's path. So it is a state-run Red Cross managed shelter. It is also pet friendly. Doors open at 6 in downtown Pensacola this afternoon.
All righty. When we return, because it's just about 5:52, when we come back, we'll touch on some research discussing the $20 an hour minimum wage in California and the impact that that has had or perhaps hasn't had on some hot button issues regarding the subject matter. Because, of course, we always hear about minimum wage and like, oh, well, if you increase it, you're going to have this, that, that. We got details on that and more coming up after the break.
Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin. We'll be back after this.
If you're struggling with ED or your performance is down and your belly fat is growing, listen up. You've got one life. Now is the time to act.
At Wave Men's Health, we're not just healthcare. We're your secret weapon. Don't wait another day. Here's why you need to act right now.
Every moment you delay, your condition could worsen. It's not just about sex. It's about your heart, your relationship, your life.
Wave Men's Health has years of proven results for low testosterone and increasing drive, energy level, and performance. We've introduced ED and enhancement treatments so exclusive, you'll wonder why you waited.
Procrastination is the thief of time. When it comes to your sexual health, you can't afford to wait. Join the league of gentlemen who've walked out of our doors with a swagger.
Call Wave Men's Health at 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Book your $99 male performance consultation now, including blood work. Call 850-266-7020 or visit wavemenshealth.com. Wave Men's Health, making it happen.
The I-10 Wired TechNet CyberCo Summit returns October 16th to Pensacola Beach. Sponsored by Data Revolution, this is your opportunity to get connected with top-level cybersecurity, AI, and machine learning industry experts. Featuring a free career fair, Jurassic Park escape room, prizes, and a performance by the ultimate 80s party band, the Molly Ringwalds. Discounts available for students, military, and government employees. Visit ITENWired.com for tickets.
Teachers shape the future. Right now, in a classroom somewhere in the United States, there's a teacher inspiring a future scientist who'll make preventing pandemics their life's work. Sharpening the mind of an aspiring environmentalist who'll help combat climate change. And generating possibilities for a student who'll be the first in their family to graduate college. Explore a career that leaves a legacy you can be proud of. Teach. Learn more and receive free support at teach.org.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, Pep Talk. Mornings at 9, right after Pensacola Morning News with Andrew McKay on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
Now, back to Pensacola Right Now with Chris and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
Informative, local, dependable.
Pensacola Right Now on News Radio 92.3, 5:55 here. We'll get one last quick check of the roads and weather for you for this hour. Once again, several spots of note. I-10 traveling westbound towards Palafox Street. That's backing you up just past North 9th Avenue. Gulf Breeze Parkway traveling westbound towards the Chick-fil-A next to Fairpoint Drive. There was a vehicle that caught on fire in that area. And while that is being tended to, if not has been tended to, we do have some heavy congestion over there nonetheless. And then we've just got some on Navarre Parkway traveling westbound through Windhaven Beach and on Highway 90 traveling westbound coming over Blackwater River. As for the weather, it's 87 degrees in Pensacola with a low of 70 tonight. Tomorrow's going to be a high of 87 and a low of 65.
Okay, 5:56, News Radio 92.3. Austin, so here we are. This is a hypothetical situation for you, okay? So you're on an airplane and you've got the kids with you, and you're sitting there, and they've got the movie rolling, and it's, you know, planes full of kids, things like that. And the movie turned out to be an X-rated porn movie. And
what?
And they could not shut it off.
I saw a headline about this. I thought it was an R movie.
Let me tell you about this. Qantas Airlines is issuing, they're the Australian airlines, by the way, issuing an apology to passengers because of this movie. Fox's Teresa Crowley has more on this trending story.
All Qantas passengers were not saying thanks, Daddy-O, after the in-flight snafu on board a flight from Sydney to Tokyo. When playing on every seat back video screen was an explicit R-rated film featuring sex, profanity, and graphic nudity. A passenger vented on Reddit, it was impossible to pause, dim, or turn it off. Seems the individual player feature wasn't working, so a movie selected by just a few passengers was played for all. But Daddy-O did have a Telluride Film Festival premiere about a young woman, Dakota Johnson's candid conversations on sex, power, and vulnerability with cab driver Sean Penn. All the same, Qantas switched to a family movie when passengers complained and apologized for the unsuitable selection. Therese Crowley, Fox News.
All right, so there you go. You got Dakota Johnson and Sean Penn. There's a formula for a little bit of trouble there right off the bat.
I mentioned this before we went to break a few minutes ago. A recent report from UC Berkeley's Institute for Research on Labor and Employment found that California's new $20 an hour minimum wage for fast food workers has not led to major job losses or significant menu price hikes. The law, which took effect on April 1st, has increased wages for hundreds of thousands of employees. Despite concerns from industry groups, the study showed that the number of fast food jobs in the state actually increased by 11,000. Menu prices at fast food restaurants in California went up by an average of 3.7%, with In-N-Out raising its burger prices by 25 cents.
By $25, you meant to say. Right. Speaking of burgers. All right.
I'm glad I set you up for something.
Exactly. When I leave here this afternoon, you know where I'm beelining it to?
Where?
Wendy's.
Oh, I know why.
Today is SpongeBob SquarePants' 25th anniversary. They got Krabby Patties over there, and they got pineapple Frosties. I'm there. I'm down.
Right.
I'm ready for that. I've been waiting for that, man. So anyway, Wendy's launching that thing today, Under the Sea Frosty, the new menu items available starting today.
Wow. Yeah, you know, I remember just speaking of SpongeBob and fast food, you know, because McDonald's is known for the Happy Meal coming with a toy, but Burger King has had stints where they've done similar.
Yeah.
And they gave away, like, SpongeBob figurines. And I was at my grandmother's house the other day, and I was just looking through old junk that I had, and I found one. And it was like, I think it was a cowboy SpongeBob. And it's like copyright, I don't know what it was, like 05 or something. And he's just like giving you like the rodeo, like standoff pose. And I'm like, oh my God, I'm so old.
Teletubbies, SpongeBob, Barney. I was there. Did them all. Hey, tomorrow, big night for the Tate Aggies Nation Fellowship of Christian Athletes. We'll host Fields of Faith on Carl Madison Field and Pete Jindal Stadium. Program features a student-led worship. This is great. Mission's free. They kick it off at 6 p.m. I promise you, it will be a 6 p.m. start date. No matter what they say, it starts at 6.
Dependable traffic on the fives, weekdays on News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.